Holding nothing. Withholding nothing. Not your bodiless. Withholding nothing. Don't deprive me. Withholding nothing.
I was about to go into worship for real. That song be making you cry. I love you, Jesus. Oh, I don't want to hold it back no more. Hey, my God. What's up, y'all? It's your boy Kev on Stage with the lovely and luxurious Miss Kev on Stage, my wife of 11 years next month. Up top. We did it. We did it. We did it. We're doing it, I should say. Because after
we're
that,
going
too.
On a trip to it. I don't know where it's
little Einstein. All right.
We're ready to explore, working through, I don't know.
Little Einstein. Today we're talking about withholding sex from your partner. We did Erica Campbell's More Than Pretty.
It was such a great event.
It was.
My eyes got big.
More Than Pretty LA yesterday. And we were on a panel with Erica Campbell, Warren Campbell, Devon Franklin, and Megan Good, myself, and Liz. And
it was a great, great, great event.
Fantastic.
If Erica decides to travel it and it comes to a city near you, you should definitely attend. Definitely.
I thought you were going to say she should bring us. Even if we come or not, you should come. Single or married, man or woman,
as much as we'd like to be there. Even if she does not travel with us. It was a great event, great conversation, much needed for the Black church. So, really for people in general.
Yes. But while we were on the panel, we had a couple questions about withholding sex. And Lisa kind of gave an in-depth talk. And so many people were on Instagram and Facebook like, I want to hear more. And some people didn't understand clearly what she said because they only had 45 seconds with which to understand. So we kind of wanted to talk about it. One of the questions was, it was a statement. It was talking about withholding. One of the questions was talking about withholding sex from your husband. And and Lisa had some good things to say about that.
So the main point of what I was saying was that women communicate via emotion. So we like to talk and connect on an emotional level, which is why a lot of times it's hard for us to get intimate physically without having the emotional connection, because for us, emotional connection leads to physical intimacy. And it is the exact opposite for men.
Mm-hmm.
Most men. This is not 100%. Your man may be different.
Yeah, for the record, most things we say,
it's
they don't account for every single
person
on planet Earth.
Right. So
there's always exceptions to the rule. There's always a woman who does stuff like that. So just know that. Like, well, that ain't me. Okay.
And that's fine.
That's all right. Be that as it may. It's generally a lot of people.
It is very generally speaking. It is very true. So it's the exact opposite for men. A lot for men, physical intimacy leads to the emotional connection.
Mm-hmm.
And so my point was talking about withholding, why withholding sex from your partner is really detrimental. And it's a sign of, a man interprets that as rejection. I was listening to this book and I'll give a rundown on it of it later. But they were saying in the book that when a woman, and I thought this was really interesting, but when a woman says, no, I'm not, you know, I'm kind of not in the mood for sex or whatever for that night, for us, it really just means that night. And tell me if this is true. And I think it is. Men hear, you don't want me.
Yes.
And even though it just really has to do with the circumstances of that day,
mm-hmm.
you take it as a personal rejection against you.
Absolutely.
See, and I was listening to that.
Because what I'm hearing is I'm not in the mood for you.
Right.
Because sex is coming from you, or it's partaking of the two people.
Right.
So we don't hear, I'm not in the mood for it. We hear, I'm not in the mood for you right now.
Even if you specifically say, like, it's not you, or...
Oh, it's like breaking up with somebody and saying, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah,
you're it's me.
Yeah.
Because you're breaking up with me, you're not breaking up with yourself.
And the turn down of sex is not turn down of myself, it's a turn down of you.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm not in the mood for you is what we hear.
So I thought that was interesting. So So that is what your man hears. And when you withhold sex, it's like, we talked about the five love languages, and if you were just to boil it down to like a man, gender specific, so man and male and female, the love language of a man a lot of times is sex.
Mm-hmm.
Not 100%, maybe not your man, and maybe it's you because you're the woman, and it's, and that's how you speak again.
Physical touch is the love language. You said love language is sex.
No. I'm going to gender specific, so I'm not actually talking about the five love languages. Okay. I'm just talking about emotion versus physical.
Oh, okay. My bad. It's my bad.
So, for men, it is, a lot of times, it is sex. And I always tease Kev because after he gets him, he always is like, really, the next day, and I always say this, he's always so, like, touchy-feely and, like, super huggy and kissy. Like, he's like this. And I'm like, get off me.
That's what you're like.
That is for real, because I'm not a physical, like, touchy-feely person. But, and so, but, okay, so this is the point. When you give, withholding sex from man because you don't feel the emotional connection, in turn, actually hurts you. Because by not doing, when you give it up, the man then feels fulfilled, and he will fulfill your need of emotional intimacy or of an emotional connection. Then once you have the emotional connection, you then in turn will feel like giving it up, and then you'll be on this cycle of a good cycle versus
a great sex,
a great sexy emotional cycle versus being on the exact opposite cycle of I don't feel emotionally fulfilled, so I'm not gonna get I'm gonna withhold from you. Then he feels, well, Ninja, if you're gonna withhold from me, then I'm not gonna fulfill your needs. And it's not necessarily a conscious thing,
right?
It really has to do with like a little bit of the science of your body and what happens when you have sex and the way the endorphins work, and not to get too like
oxytocin,
your oxytocin, all of those things is really what it's about. So it's not like a conscious thing, but it is all very much related.
Yeah. I think, it's funny that you talk about how I be all touchy feely after, not necessarily after sex because it's hot, but after like the next day. And I really didn't even realize it.
Yeah, and then I read a book, and then I noticed it, and then I told him.
And then I was just like, dang. And it's really subconscious, because it's not even like, it's just like, after you've been, had some great, sweet booty. Shout out to Erica Campbell, she said that. That was hilarious. It's just like, you wake up in the morning, you're just like, the best part of waking up, you know. So, and I'm telling you what goes through a man's mind when you ain't getting none. He's just like, you just being like, you know those Prozac commercials where the dark cloud is following you? Yeah. You're just like, gosh, man.
Oh my gosh. In this book that I'm reading, she didn't use that example, but she did say for a man, sex is like a motivation.
Mm-hmm.
It is the, like the motivating factor to allow them, OMG, I'm having a moment.
Let's have it.
Kelly Rowland, let me be your motivation. That, listen, and I love Kelly Rowland, but she is onto something.
Yeah,
because it really is like the motivation for a man to go out and conquer the world. So if he feels like he has to go out and take care of his family and protect his family, provide for his family, this, and be, go out and be respected as a man and all of these things, but he doesn't feel the support, the backing of his wife, which a lot of times can come through that physical connection, he doesn't feel like he can do it.
Yeah.
He really, like, to a certain degree, that is, you know, let me be your motivation. Let me help you go out there and feel like you can do it, versus going out there, feeling all beat up in the real world, and then coming home and also feeling that same, I don't know the right word, but the same type of, I don't know if stress is the right word, but whatever.
Yeah, it can be stress, lack of courage, just kind of downtrodden.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just feel like...
Come on here, downtrodden.
Like, you can't take over the day. It's funny, a friend of mine wasn't feeling very creative. He was just like, man, I can't write nothing. I can't do nothing. And he went and got with his wife and had sex. And he was like, man, I can write the best scripts in the world now. I had a mind block and she unlocked the dope. I was waiting for you at the dope. So I felt that way, not necessarily creatively, but just like, you know, stress from work or project wise. And sometimes just those 30 seconds of sex can really clear your mind and help you. And I think I wanted to go back to your point about, unlocking that emotional side of you. I think, sex is such a, such a connection. It's such a connecting, like, thing. It's very hard to have sex with somebody you love and you're married and you cherish and then not feel like, I just want to talk to you. I just want to be close to you, blah, blah, blah. That's why you want to cuddle, you know.
But that's for men. Women can do it without sex.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, for men. Oh, okay.
It's very hard to be. But if you have, if your wife is like, especially if he knows. Because if you're withholding sex from your husband, he knows.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's like, why would I? I'm not going to sit and talk to you for what? Ain't going to be no light at the end of the tunnel. You know what I mean? It's like a catch 22.
Mm-hmm.
You want me emotionally. I want you sexually. If one of us doesn't give up, one of us doesn't give in, there's no one going to be to break the cycle.
Right.
And there's the same part of responsibility for a man to be not only talking to his wife when he wants sex.
Agreed.
Not only like, okay, I want sex, so what's up? You want to talk? Mm-hmm. Have a good day?
Mm-hmm.
It's about having that continual cycle. You know what I mean? Like in the morning, checking in throughout the day, and not just for sex later, and not just about sexual things.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's funny. A couple years ago.
Hold, start right there, because that's a nugget for men. A lot of times, a woman doesn't want to feel used.
Yeah.
So if she only feels like she's your sexual outlet, and you're not in, like, she feels like, okay, I'm going to do my part, and I'm going to be there for you to fulfill your sexual needs, but then in turn, the man isn't doing what he's supposed to do,
right.
She will just feel used. And that will make her want to withhold, because she's like, I'm doing this for you, and I'm not getting nothing out of it in return.
Right. And that's, and a man won't feel as used for talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like or connecting emotionally. It's more than just talking. But you won't feel like, oh, all she wants me to do is be with her and connect with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but sex is an act where you physically give yourself to him. And if he doesn't turn that in, or in turn, you know, reciprocate emotionally, then you can feel like, well, what's the difference between that and porn, and that and a prostitute, that and your ex, your baby? Like, what's the difference,
right,
if you just need to fulfill a need, and nobody wants to fulfill, nobody wants to be like, just like fulfill a need. Like, I just want to, you know, like you go to McDonald's, you know, you're just driving through to get something to eat. They don't expect you to talk to them, be their best friend, come over for a birthday party, but you don't want your wife to feel like, oh yeah, let me get a sex and a milkshake. Oh, the milkshake machine's broken.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let me get you know what I mean? No, but especially your wife,
right.
You know what I mean? Like your wife, and that's the thing for men, if your wife or when your wife does her part, you have to do your part.
Absolutely.
And that's how it works. Because not just so she'll be happy, but the more you connect with her emotionally, the more she's willing to give herself to you.
Right.
So even if you're doing it for selfish reasons, like if you're just like, man, the more I talk to her, the more she gives it up because she feels like you deserve it.
Right.
You like, not even that you deserve it. It's like you, I'm connecting with you on such an emotional level. I want to give myself over to you physically,
right,
as well. And that is the best game. You know, that's better than just like sending a nude, like, hey girl, tonight it's me and you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's no different than placing an order on Grubhub. But if you're connecting with me, if you're connecting with her on an emotional level throughout the day, throughout the week and month, it's not going to be hard for her to be, you know, she's going to be like, I might wake you up,
mm-hmm,
in the middle of the night and say, look, you've been a good man. Let me surprise you with some sweet booty.
Some sweet booty. So one of the things I was reading, actually, I think I was listening to a podcast. I don't remember. I have so many love and respect and marriage and so many things that I'm listening to right now. I don't know where I heard this from. But they were talking about the three types of intimacy. I told you.
Oh, yeah. We.
So these.
You going to talk about it?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about it right now because I think this is relevant to men and women reaching the point of where everyone is happy. Both parties are happy. Yeah. So they said there's three types of intimacy. First is face-to-face, which, again, not 100%, but a lot of women would prefer, which is just talking.
Right.
Sitting down, face-to-face, having a conversation about your day. What are you doing? And that's really, that's what women want to do. I call Kev, like, every day after work, and I just want to talk about how my day was and how these people are getting on my nerves and blah, 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 blah,
and
blah.
In another podcast, we'll talk about how when she talks to you about her day, it's not for you to solve it,
yes,
and fix her day.
We just want to vent sometimes.
Just want to vent. And men are just like, okay, so what's the problem? All right, let me fix the problem. Now,
yeah,
what's up? But anyway, that's for another podcast on another day.
So that's face-to-face. Then there's side-by-side, side-by-side intimacy or side-by-side fun or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
and that
like
is
doing an activity.
Yeah, doing activity. So doing fun things together. And really, I think this has to do with, like, maintaining a friendship.
Right. Like, not, going out to karaoke.
Yeah, which we love. you know, just doing things as a couple that's fun for the both of you. You know, hike, karaoke, go to a, well, restauranting is probably more face-to-face. But activities, yeah. Doing things together as a couple that does not necessarily involve talking, but just having fun.
Yes.
Okay. And then belly-to-belly.
That's the one I like to know about, belly. But when you fulfill, belly. Smacking some bellies.
When you fulfill all of those, then they're all, then they become, you know,
cyclical trends.
Yeah.
I think that's, it's like, it's, it makes so much sense when you put it like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, if A, then B, then equal C. Like, in the men, we just want C, which is belly to belly.
Right.
But if C can't stand without A and B.
Right.
So it's hard to get to belly to belly without having face to face and side by side, because then your wife's just going to feel like an order taker. But if I'm talking with you constantly and we're doing stuff together, you know, dinner or movies, whatever, then it's going to be, you know, at the end of those events or at the, at, you know, not even the culmination, it's just going to be a trend, mm-hmm. you know, because you're going to feel connected. And the best sex happens when you feel emotionally connected to your spouse. Because
right.
that... interesting. That's what you were, somebody emailed us a question. I didn't want to talk about it because I didn't know if it was I didn't know if we were going to be on two different planes. But the lady was talking about her husband doesn't want to sleep in the bed with her. Like, he spends months sleeping on the couch, but then he only wants to come into the bed to have sex. And he'd be like, even when I come in the bed, you don't want to have sex. Well, that's not because she doesn't want to have sex with you. It's because she feels there's no face-to-face interaction. There's no side-by-side interaction. You just want me for sex.
Mm-hmm.
So you just want to fulfill a need for, right. for
and
me.
And women will... I don't like that feeling.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that feeling. And I wouldn't want... And I feel for the woman who feels like that. Because it's not... It doesn't make you feel... That's not a sexy feeling. And the best part of sex is really because men can get it up quickly. Women, it takes a little longer. So really the best sex is when the woman is actively engaged and feeling sexy and feeling like, you know, then you, that's when you're really having a true, like, intimate moment because the woman's into it. Otherwise, if she just feels you, she's just going to be there.
Give me a dead fish.
She going to be...
a blow-up doll. Fleshlight. Nope, and the man, really, as a man, you don't want that either.
No. Oh, my gosh. So remember my, lay there and be nice?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't meant like that, but that's how I took it, so, but it wasn't meant like that. But the lay down and be nice, it really is, like, the worst thing ever, because a man really does.
A man?
A man. A man. The men's.
The men's folk.
The men want the woman. In the survey of this book that I'm recently reading, it was almost like 98%. Mm-hmm. The most unanimous.
You're struggling today.
Child. The question with the most people that answer the same. that men enjoy and want sex more. Or no, not want sex more. Men enjoy sex more when their women enjoy it too. They do not want a woman to just lay there and be. In fact, they would rather not have sex.
I was just going to say that.
That was mind-blowing to me.
You would,
while I learned that, but just growing and learning. And let me say this, because I've been thinking about this, because Erica Campbell posted some of the clips of what I was saying on the podcast, on the panel yesterday. And some of the women were disagreeing with me. And that's fine, that's your prerogative. But I have two things to say. Number one, if you're not married, keep living and get married. And number two, if you are married, go ask your husband. Go ask your husband. Because I was you. For sure. And you feel righteous in what you feel. And you have reasons and explanations and excuses. And you can lay it out. Boop, 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 boop. And this is why I'm right. And this is why I don't have to give up nothing. And you can lay it out. And you could really be right. But the only way to get your needs met is to do what it is I'm telling you. And if you do not believe me to be true, go ask your husband.
Because
I dare you to have this conversation and see what he says. There were so many men tagging their wives on what I was saying. There were so many men. One man specifically said, oh my God, thank you. And from a woman's mouth, you get it. Like, there is so, again, it's not 100%.
Right.
But I dare you, if you are having issues in the bedroom, in your relationship, in your marriage, and you feel like, Melissa, I'm not with you on this one. I like you, but I'm not really with you on this one. Go ask your husband. Have this conversation with your husband.
Because this is coming from
experience. There's such a difference.
Go ahead.
But there's such a difference between, first of all, what you think and what you know. What you've read and what you've experienced. There's a huge difference. And for a long time, I went off what I thought. And I just thought I was right. And then you read, and then there's even a more of a difference between this head knowledge that you have and the experience that you've gained. And so when I speak, and part of the reason I'm so passionate about it is because I've lived this. I have done this. Part of the reason I continue to read books is because I still am growing and learning and, you know, trying to be a better wife to my husband, because we, you know, you grow up a certain way and you think certain things and you've seen certain things and you've heard certain things. And before you know it, you've got all this garbage inside of you. And you take this into your marriage and you think you're right. And you're so wrong. We're so off base.
Righteously wrong.
Girl, I mean, boy, listen now.
I like how you said yesterday, you feel superior.
Yeah, so one of the things...
Because men's stuff is secondary.
One of the things as women is we think that men are so like archaic and like prehistoric. Like,
well, men, they go, cavemen, meat sex, booty, yeah, please, yeah. Now, poke, and, right, hole,
and
I like.
And it's all physical. And that's all they care about. And at one time, early on in our marriage, I'd be like, we would have a really great marriage and if we just didn't have to have sex. Well, newsflash.
You used to think that?
I did.
Because
I felt like sex wasn't, like, it wasn't for me. And then I had to change my mind about that. That it's not only for you. Anyway. Listen. I had newsflash. I got newsflash for you if you think that way. That's called a friendship.
Without benefits.
No, it literally. The only, in the Christian world, the only relationship in which sex is ordained is the marriage bed, pure point blank. So, if you're married and you prefer not to have sex, you just want a friendship.
Right.
That's not a marriage.
No.
And that's not what your man wants.
Absolutely not. So you can't sign up for this.
No.
It's funny because I want to make this point about a cold body. On a very physical level, your husband can tell when you're into sex or not. Like, not just from, like, I mean, if you're going to fake it, you can fake it. But the way your body responds when you're into it and when you're not into it, it's worlds different. So if you're not into it, you can start having sex and guarantee you in his mind, he's going to be like, this is the wackest thing ever. But he's also going to wrestle with his physical desire, be like, but I still will take it.
Yeah.
But afterwards, you talk about feeling used. Women feel used when they give it up and they don't want to. Men feel
rejected,
worthless.
Mm.
When she gives it up and doesn't want to. Like, you just feel like, she just doesn't want me at all.
Yeah, man, listen.
Like,
I learned this reading these books. Women, the male's ego is actually extremely fragile.
You talking about breaking somebody
down.
And
when it comes to sex, like, that is the, like, you want to stab to the heart? Women, we kill their ego, and that's why they can't go out into the world and slay dragons for us, because we are killing their ego.
And let me tell you why this runs into a dangerous scenario. If your man has sex with you and feels like he's worthless, and somebody else is like, girl, you put it on me, daddy, you did this, you could do this to me anytime, he's going to start being like, do I still have it? Do I still, like, what is it about me that she doesn't want? And now you're opening up the door for somebody else to be like, I want you. And it's the same for women. If he's not fulfilling you emotionally, and somebody is, yeah, and somebody's talking to you and being there for you, and he does, he's coming off like he doesn't want sex, she's going to be thinking to herself, look at him spending time with me, talking to me, complimenting me, and she's going to want to give sex to him. Mm-hmm. So it goes both ways. You want to lead yourself to a dangerous walk, withhold sex if you're a woman, and man, withhold that emotional connection. You're literally walking them to the other person. They might not be thinking about cheating.
Right.
Because this is like, if you are completely fulfilled sexually, emotionally as a man, and you feel wanted and loved and needed, then when somebody's walking by, you may see her, but she's not going to be able to have the same effect on you as if your ego's damaged. Mm-hmm. If your ego's damaged and you're not feeling valuable and you're not feeling strong or wanted, and somebody else is like, man, you look good today. Ooh, you, man, you know, like anything like that, then where that weakness is in his ego, he's going to seek to repair that in that other person. But if it's completely full and repaired through you, he's going to be like, man, I'm cool. Thank you. I got what I need at home. You know what I mean? It's easier to defeat that. And like I said, that goes for women as well. I mean, for men to his woman as well. If you're not feeling that emotional need, if you're only using her for sex and you're not giving her any connection or anything like that, that opens the door for another man to be like, you know what? You look good today. You look really nice today. You know what? Let's have lunch at work and just chat for 45 minutes. She's going to be walking home like, man, I really enjoyed that conversation. Then come home to the contrast of you not talking, not emotionally connecting, just wanting for sex. She's going to be thinking about that other man and be wanting to give it up to him. So, you know, that's one of the easiest ways to, you know, help put some safeguards against your marriage is to connect on those levels to your spouse the right way. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you the other thing I was going to say. That feeling of, I think I might have said it, but that feeling of, I don't want you, but I'm going to give this to you fine.
It's not good. I experienced that too. I thought I was doing the right thing. I didn't know better.
It's all right. We didn't know what we didn't know until we know we didn't know it. But that feeling of even like, especially like after you get done, you just be in the bed just like looking at the ceiling all sad and stuff. Just like, dang, she must really don't want me. Like, I might as well just watch porn. Like, there really ain't no different. I could have. I'm not saying that to be like, you were such a wrong person. I'm just saying that that's how you feel. Like, even if your porn ain't even your thing, but you're literally like, you know, there's really no difference between that and just, I mean, obviously I'm not saying go watch porn or
please don't
or anything like that. I'm just saying your mind is connecting. Like, that was really no different than an exchange, a transaction. That was very transactional. And sex in a marriage, in a healthy marriage, shouldn't feel transactional. Mm-hmm. It should feel relational. I was trying to think of another word with a T.
Sounds good.
Not transactional, but
Transrelational.
Huh? I don't even think that's a word, but today it is, because I was going for the alliteration.
You were.
You hear me? I think we covered our topics real quick.
I think you did.
Just for fun, me and Melissa saw on Instagram. That Chris Brown is like turning into a gangster.
The nerve.
Because Karrueche
hung out with. Like, I don't even know if they're dating officially.
She took, all he knows for sure is Tyson Beckford took a picture with her. And Tyson Beckford didn't even say.
No, and his hashtags were innocent. It wasn't like, boo, she's cute, this is my new girl, like nothing. It was like hashtag Vegas, hashtag fun, hashtag Blasian.
But men will be,
which actually I think has to do with, I think they're both black and Asian.
Yeah, he definitely is. I think he's black and Chinese. But men will cheat on you, have a baby by another girl, and be mad at you take a picture,
Chris,
with another man.
Let me get you together.
Chris is in a gang, by the way. How you been in a gang? You've been singing professionally since you were 16.
Chris.
I want to say no.
Christopher Brown. Take your cares and your concerns to Jesus.
Whoa, cast your cares on him.
Because listen, Karrueche, good for you, boo. Be over him.
Yeah, you already went on Iyanla. You can't go back now.
Yeah, please don't.
Shoot. It's your boy Kev on stage with Melissa on stage. Miss Kev on stage. Follow us on the social medias that be. Kev on stage for me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat more recently.
Lord.
And Melissa is Miss Kev on stage on Instagram.
Miss Kev on stage.
She's on Twitter, but she don't tweet. And don't. Facebook.
Don't even bother following me on Twitter. I don't.
She don't tweet. Only during award show. Only, so you'll get her tweets like 3 or 4 times a year. And that's it. By the way, we're coming to Houston 2 weeks from now.
Love Our Live.
June 6th.
details to come.
Fallbrook Church. Okay. 11 a.m. You'll see a flyer this week on Instagram, Facebook, or you can email me. I have the Eventbrite. It's on my. I made a YouTube video about it. So if you look at my YouTube, the link is there. But I'll start posting links to that. So Kev on stage, Miss Kev on stage, it'll be at Fallbrook. It's going to be free, but you have to RSVP. 100 people max. There's only like 90 seats left. So there's still some time. We'll see you next week.
All right.